Free agency officially doesn't start till Wednesday. Unofficially, a legal tampering window. Cousins to the Falcons. Russ to Pittsburgh. Wilkins to Vegas. Also, South Carolina LSU was on a tenor, then went to 11. We'll talk about all this heat. Yes, even that. At Duke UNC, Kyle Filipowski says he didn't trip Harrison Ingram on purpose. I will now not mute you on purpose. Let's go around the horn. Let's call it an NFL legal tampering window where free agencies aren't free. Everybody's got a window. Start with the news of the afternoon. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. This had been whispered and rumored and real estate watched. And now, once it can become official, it'll become official. If it is said to be so, so it is. Kevin Clark, around the horn to you. What does Cousins make the Falcons? What do the Falcons make Cousins?
Yeah, you love window talk, Tony. Reality.
You know, let's
prop open that window in the NFC South for the Atlanta Falcons. There is no bigger discrepancy, probably in football, between how Twitter feels about a quarterback and how coaches feel about a quarterback than Kirk Cousins. Coaches love Kirk Cousins. Why? Because last year, before his injury, he was the best quarterback in football at throws over 10 yards and separately throws in rhythm, throws that take between 2 and 4 seconds. He makes the throws the coaches want to see. This solves all of their quarterback problems. Desmond Ridder was a nightmare last year. He was a type of guy where you had to get somebody, anybody, a body. They got the best quarterback on the market. This is a home run for the
Atlanta. Home run. Kevin Clark is very high on this move. And speaking of the division, you saw Tampa return to Baker Mayfield, and they had won the division last year in a playoff game. You think this puts Atlanta at the top of the division?
Absolutely. I mean, Atlanta, if they had a better quarterback last year and Arthur Smith had trusted him a little bit more, used him in the field a little bit more, they could have won it last year. I think Kirk Cousins is the deodorant for the entire franchise.
David Dennis Jr., I go to you now on Atlanta and Kirk Cousins.
I mean, it is a very Atlanta Falcons thing that a 36-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury is the best quarterback news this team has had in like half a decade. So congratulations to them. But comparatively, as you mentioned, to Ridder, he had 6 red zone turnovers last season. So Kirk Cousins, compared to him, looks like the second coming of Tom Brady. He is going to do a lot for this team and will put them at the top of that division because they already have the weapons with Bijan Robinson and Pitts. They just needed a capable quarterback, and at the very, very least, they are getting that, and they may be able to sneak out a playoff win or so, but that's probably at the ceiling where I'm putting this
team. Tim Kalisha on the news of the day, Kirk Cousins to Atlanta.
You know, I'm not going to say they threw the window wide open yet. I think Mary Hatch and George Bailey just made a witch and, you know, knocked some of the glass out of it. So there's a shot at it. But you know, what it really does is it really helps Kyle Pitts and Drake London fantasy owners. Those are the people that are really happy today. Bijan Robinson, too, because now they've got a passing game to go with the running game. I still like Tampa Bay a little better after the Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans signings, but they do have some competition now.
George Sedano, Cousins to Atlanta.
Tony, before I get to Cousins, let's talk about how great the NFL is in general and also at branding, where, again, tampering connotes something nefarious, but yet they call it legal tampering, and we're all in on it. We love legal tampering around here. All right, so let's start with that. Secondly, with Kirk Cousins, he's immediately the best quarterback in the division, which we've seen that generally that bodes well for a particular team. We'll see what happens when he comes back from his injury, how he does. But it's not like Kirk Cousins is going to be running around. I will say for Raheem Morris, this makes a lot of sense because Raheem Morris's best friend is Sean McVay. Who helped coach Kirk Cousins in Washington? Sean McVay. Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell, who's the head coach in Minnesota, also has Sean McVay ties. There's a lot of McVay tree here going on with Cousins to Atlanta.
Okay, a point for having good friends. We'll move on. Russell Wilson to the Steelers, which had momentum last week. Once again, not official, but going to be official when it can officially be official. If it is to be said, so it be, so it is. Because Denver's paying so much already, he signs for league vet minimum with Pittsburgh. Kevin Clark, can Wilson revive the Steelers? Can the Steelers revive Wilson?
Good news, the Steelers upgraded at quarterback. Bad news, need a heck of a lot more than that in the AFC to actually contend. What the Steelers got was their best option. They couldn't go out and spend a ton of money on a Kirk Cousins, so they go out, spend $1.2 million, and let the Broncos pay the rest on Russell Wilson, who is better than maybe we think. He was benched last year because of injury guarantees in his contract, not because of performance. He had more passing touchdowns last year than the Steelers have had since Ben Roethlisberger retired 2 years ago. Kenny Pickett was not an option. We knew that was never legitimate, the Mason Rudolph-Kenny Pickett competition. It's a new day in Pittsburgh. They will be better. They'll win their normal 9-10 games, and this was a great option.
They'll be better, but they'll win the same number of games they always win? So what exactly is that, Steelers fans wonder? George Sedano, I'll go to you. Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh.
Tony, that's the toughest division in the sport. I like it because it's a bargain, okay? At the end of the day, Denver's paying the freight for Russell Wilson. This is as low risk as it gets. You're paying him the veteran's minimum or whatever it is you're going to pay him, while the other team has to foot the entire bill in this situation. And here's the thing. Mason Rudolph made them look pretty good down the stretch last year, even in the toughest division in the sport. Russell Wilson, to me, has more in the tank, certainly at this point, even though he's not the same player he was, than Mason Rudolph has. So I do think it's a good move.
There you say a window? A window for Pittsburgh? Is there a window before you? Well, Sedano's not going there just yet. Tim Kalish, how about you?
Give my younger brother, Kevin Clark, another point. They can win 9 or 10 games and still be better than they were a year ago. That's how good that division is.
I'm not buying it.
Here's the good news for the Steelers. The good news, they got Russell Wilson back on his rookie contract, essentially, which is when he went to 2 Super Bowls. The bad news, it's not that Russell Wilson. It's 35-year-old Russell Wilson. But he was pretty good last year. They had a 5-game winning streak in the middle of the season where they beat KC, Buffalo, Green Bay. They beat good teams. And so he can still play, and just being able to play is a huge upgrade for the Steelers.
David Dennis Jr., Wilson to Pittsburgh.
I just want to say, first of all, this speaks to my – Tony, you may not know this about me. I'm an extreme couponer of sorts. I like a good discount. I'm wearing a thrift store shirt as it speaks. So the Steelers spending $5 million on both of their quarterbacks right now is a deal that you cannot pass up. But on top of that, you have a guy who was fourth in the league in touchdown-to-interception ratio, who has twice as many touchdowns last season as Pickett has in his entire career. So, you know, the ceiling may not be the same, but the floor is way, way higher. He's going to offer a lot of stability, and him and Arthur Smith are going to work really well together. Smith with the Falcons was second in the league in play action touchdowns. Russell Wilson as a quarterback, second in the league in play action touchdowns from last season. So they have that sort of compatibility already there. He's going to raise the ceiling of this team.
Dino back in.
Tony, I will say this, though. Buyer beware. I mean, they're getting a great deal. There's no question. But Sean Payton literally said, we will pay him to go away. So that has to at least factor into the equation on Russell Wilson's performance.
Dennis, you're shaking your head. You got that Pittsburgh yellow all around you. You're loving this move. Is there a window now for the Steelers not to just make the playoffs, because we know they did that last year, but to feel like they can contend in their own division and conference?
Yeah, there's something there for them to contend in that division. Again, yes, that division is tough, but you know, there may have the same amount of wins, but they will look better.
Oh, here we go again. You're not convincing me. If you have the same amount of wins, you have the same amount of wins, and we'll move on from that. More moves today. Running back market is moving. And here we go with another headliner, Saquon Barkley to the Eagles, 3 years, $37 million. DeAndre Swift to the Bears. Tony Pollard to the Titans. Josh Jacobs to the Packers. Wide receiver Gabe Davis leaving Buffalo to go to Jacksonville. And the big money move of the day, and the biggest player, Christian Wilkins, to the Raiders. 4 years, $110 million. Kevin Clark, what's the most significant of those moves?
So in the 2022 free agency class, the top 11 players, let's just take those, 7 of those guys are now off of the team they signed with, and 2 of the 4 who remain took a pay cut. Why? Because teams overpay for mediocre talent in free agency. You go with the elite talent and you overpay those guys. That's Christian Wilkins. He is elite. He had more double-team pressure. Oh, no,
yes,
I'm so sorry.
It's going to hold it
more
back.
Double-team pressures last year.
Said it twice, honestly.
Than the entire Raiders defensive tackle core. They were 9th in defense last year. Okay, people say, oh, well, they don't have a quarterback. That's why you load up on defense. They are going to be very good on that side of the ball. They're going to be tough with Antonio Pierce. This is an awesome move for them.
Awesome move. David Dennis Jr., what do you see?
me, it's the running back moves here, and Pollard being the first shoe to drop, going to Tennessee, and oh, you know, and what he can do for them, even though he struggled a little bit last season, only 100-yard gain. But what that means for other running backs, we see Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia. But to me, what's interesting about this is, where does Derrick Henry go? I've been saying that this whole time. He can be a sneaky, really great addition to a Super Bowl contender, maybe even one in Dallas. Wherever Derrick Henry goes can be a huge deal.
Well, there's been several shoes dropped in Dallas. I don't know if that's possible. Maybe both of Jerry's shoes and one of Stevens, because they've already lost three players so far. And I like what the Commanders are doing. Dan Quinn knows this team. Hey, I'll take Dorrance Armstrong. Hey, I'll take a starting center. And you got to think about Saquon Barkley now doing the read option with Jalen Hurts. That's going to be back in play next year for
George Sedano.
Tony, to me, it boils down to two. The Saquon one is interesting because he got Daniel Jones paid when he was like a third of the offense, basically, and should have gotten that money. But it's Christian Wilkins for me too, because not so much for the Raiders, because, yes, clearly if you're the Raiders, lean into your strength on defense. But it's disastrous for the Dolphins. They now have to pay Tua. Their window is basically closed because they have to pay Tua now, you know, nearly $50 million. They traded for Bradley Chubb. That looks terrible now, not just because of the injury, because you could have used that first-round pick now because you lost Christian Wilkins. So for the Dolphins, this is a complete disaster.
Kevin Clark, back to you on Saquon Barkley. How do you reimagine the move to Philadelphia for him?
I love this. Howie Roseman doesn't pay running backs unless they are special. If the Giants cared about his legacy, if they cared about his locker room, they would have paid him a long time ago. So I think it's a great move.
Mm-hmm. Quads between Saquon and Hurts. Quad Father 1 and Quad Father 2. They could add A.J. Dillon. They could add the Quad Father saga. We've been horned. We're taking a break. Fire us something.
Legal tampering.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
And now the heat coming off of the SEC Championship.
So I want to apologize for our South Carolina women's basketball team.
I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese.
Dawn Staley, Kim Mulkey, differing views of everything that went down. Let's talk it up. It was already spicy. Yes, there was Reese pulling Cardozo's hair. And late fourth, Lauje Johnson's push led to Camila Cardozo's heave and a melee. How wild was this? The spectator jumping over the scoreboard was Lauje Johnson's brother. The Greenville police reporting he was arrested for that. This got heated. Likely after the entire benches were ejected, by the way. Likely the only suspension coming forward will be Cardozo, who could miss round one of, hello, the NCAA tournament. NCAA yet to make an official ruling on that. Lost in all this, South Carolina winning the conference championship, postseason tournament now, finishing the regular and post-conference undefeated. David Dennis Jr., what you buying, what you selling?
I'm buying that this showed a clear difference between Don Staley and Kim Mulkey. Not to mention, Don Staley had a banner year as a coach on the court for the last minute call that she made against Tennessee. But what she did last night, or yesterday after that game, where she tried to calm people down, where she apologized for the things that were happening, was pure class. And Kim Mulkey, on the other hand, after the game, saying that she wished that somebody done to Angel Reese, basically escalating this after the fact, was classless. So what we saw was a coach who had a handle on the situation and a coach that did not.
And aside from the coaches, the two teams on the court, takeaway, David.
My takeaway is these teams just do not like each other. The melee was the melee. The referees, I wish, could have calmed it down a little bit before. But these just two teams that did not like each other. It did not exceed to a level of nasty violence. It was just two teams that do not like each other. And I, for one, am excited for a rematch.
Tim Kalishaw?
Yeah, I'll say this. I disagree with David. Kim Mulkey's an acquired taste. The taste comes with a lot of championships, but you have to. She is going to talk on the edge the way her team plays on the edge. But Don Staley's the one who has the player that's facing a suspension. Mostly what I take out of it is I hope they're put in the same bracket so they can meet in an Elite Eight game and we see a rematch.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we like to call it the Big Eight. George Sedano, how about you?
Tony, I'm going to agree with our esteemed columnist, Tim Kalishaw, there. Kim Mulkey literally started that conversation by saying she wished that that wouldn't have transpired, but then wishing that someone would have then provoked Angel Reese and said in the same sentence. So made no sense to me that what she was doing. I'm also not buying that this is good for the sport. I guess it brings them into the zeitgeist because more people will see that there was a melee at a women's basketball game. But the women's basketball game has elevated because it's the purest form of the game. And we're not talking about South Carolina being only the third team to go back-to-back undefeated seasons.
Well, here we go. Here's your chance to talk about South Carolina as well. We could have it both ways, George. Please, go ahead.
I'm alluding to that. Look, they are in rare company now. Only UConn and Vermont have done what they've done going back-to-back undefeated seasons, right? They've won their eighth SEC championship in 10 years. Only Tennessee has more. So to me, that should be part of the conversation.
And it is. Thank you very much, George.
Had this not happened.
Kevin Clark, takeaway.
Yeah, I'm selling Kim Mulkey's comments. I've never seen a coach after a game with time to think about it say, I wish we had a different fight. Obviously, she said she didn't want the fight to happen, but then she said, well, it would have been a little bit different if we had that. On the court, South Carolina is just better. I think LSU is hoping, Tim, that they are not in the same bracket and somebody else knocks them out because we have a sample size here.
Now, one last question on South Carolina. They got pushed to the limit game before, and it was Cardozo with the great shot. One of the great shots that gets lost this weekend now because of everything happened that after. They're going into the tournament. They should feel as good as they felt all season long going undefeated. It seems like you all agree with that. Okay. We'll move on. $100,000 fine for Rudy Gobert. NBA not finding it funny when you put up the money fingers to referees or invoking gambling like Gobert did after the game. We'll show you the full quote here. George, what do you take away from this fine for Gobert?
I'm selling Rudy Gobert as any semblance of just being an intelligent human being in this scenario because he's already has been inclined to, infer or imply that there have been issues with the referees in the past when it comes to this situation. He's been fined three different times prior to this for $65,000. Now he's getting a $100,000 fine. He's lucky he's not getting suspended by Adam Silver.
Would you argue that a suspension would be something that is worthy here in this case?
Yes, I would consider it, yes.
Galisha?
Yeah, I think when you're making those comments, you're basically saying a referee is on the take, Scott Foster or whoever you're referring to. Unless you have some real proof, that is a suspendable offense. I think there's problems with sports and their connections to gambling. I don't think it's the likelihood that the referees are on
David
the
David Dennis Jr.?
I'm selling Gobert and all of this. Big picture here, there were 24 seconds left in the game. Their technical foul got that game tied up. This is yet another mental blunder by a Minnesota Timberwolf late in the game, and namely Rudy Gobert, who ended last season punching teammates. They need some sort of composure and adulthood on that squad because right now they don't have enough to go as far as they need to go in the playoffs.
Yeah, selling Gobert. Scott Foster as a defense, he's always been a bad referee. But I also think that just adding in the element of gambling here, I mean, it's so serious.
Oh,
I would consider a suspension only because I think if you don't, you open up a sort of a box where players are just going to openly talk about this stuff. It's way too serious an allegation to throw around. I'm selling this. I suspend Gobert.
You know, Kevin, you started the show talking about how the record would be the same. You have had 13 points before, but you were better on this show while scoring 13 points today. I agree with you there.
True.
David Dennis Jr., George Sedano. Showdown is next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Duke, UNC, there was heat here as well. North Carolina escaping Cameron with a huge win and dodging drinks thrown at them on the way out. But it's Kyle Filipowski on Harrison Ingram we talk about. Filipowski denies he tripped him on purpose. Quote, I'm not really too sure how that whole situation happened, to be honest, end quote. George, how did that whole situation happen, to be honest?
Holy Grayson Allen, Batman, what happened here? My favorite part was he looked over his left shoulder first to see if someone was coming. And then when he actually tripped him, he starts to limp like, oh my goodness, I'm the one who got hurt. I'm actually surprised Kyle Filipowski is still alive after the court storming.
All right,
as well.
Yes, that also we get it. You got hot takes. David Dennis Jr., how about you?
Look, I know the Oscars were last night, but he deserves a Razzie for that performance. The way that after the trip, he dusted off the bottom of his shoe as if there was something on there. It was a whole player that caused that to happen that you
and
did.
And now I volunteer a new band phrase, to be honest. To be honest is now a band phrase in all of America because nobody uses it unless they're telling a lie. We'll move on. John Tortorella, lip readers, where are you? Refusing to leave the bench after receiving a game misconduct in the Flyers Lightning game. NHL now going further, suspending him 2 games and fining him $50,000. Look at him. He's refusing to leave the game he was tossed from. That this happened in a game Tortorella was honored pregame along with his Lightning team from winning the Cup 20 years ago, and that the final was 7-0 is another thing. Flyers say they're going to pay the fine. David, what do we have here?
We have a guy who is living by the phrase, it's my party and I can stay if I want to. That guy just got celebrated. He said, I'm not leaving. But if you're really committed to that, you go back on that bench with a mask on and you pretend that you're somebody else.
George?
Tony, I can relate to Tortorella. That's basically me when my wife tells me, hey, our kids have another birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. And I'm like, no, bleep you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here on this couch.
Came up with a great idea. You could pull off a great Tortorella for Halloween, George. That is a look you could nail.
Possible.
30 seconds of FaceTime to Los Angeles.
Thank you, Tony. Tony, I want to tell the college football world how much I love them, except when they do the thing like this, where they talk about expanding the expanded playoffs. We haven't even expanded yet. We haven't even played 12 teams. They're talking about 14 teams. They're talking about, you know, giving teams automatic bids. How about just the champs? Let's not make this an invitational.
23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.